Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our first one today is the basement. When I was a kid, we lived in a rental home. We didn't know anything about any of the previous tenants, but the house had secrets we couldn't have imagined. In the basement, there was a circle with symbols inside it, painted onto the floor. My dad tried painting over it a couple of times, however, each time the markings would bleed through. So in the end, my dad laid a rug over it. Then, when we got a pool table, we put it on the rug. Little did we know, this had angered something that would soon make its presence known. One Saturday, I was home with my sister and my mum. My dad was at work. We were doing normal Saturday afternoon things. My mum was in the kitchen, while my sister and I were in our room. Suddenly, we heard our mum yelling at us.
"What are you girls doing down there?"
At first, I asked my sister,
"Who is Mom yelling at?"
Then, she screamed at us to
"Get your butts upstairs!"
I jumped up and went into the kitchen and found my mum standing at the open door that led down to the basement. When I asked her,
"Why are you mad at us?"
she spun around, surprised to see me.
"Where did you just come from?"
"We were in our room."
"Your sister too?"
"Yes, both of us."
"Then, who's in the basement?"
I followed my mum to her bedroom. She took out my dad's gun. Then, we went back to the kitchen. I was thinking we should call the police and wait outside. But before I could say anything, my mum hit the switch at the top of the stairs, illuminating the dark basement.
"I'm armed and I'll shoot you. So you better come out."
There was no response. Then, she started down the stairs.
Mom, don't!
A very long minute or so later, my mum emerged from the basement. There was no one down there, and no way out other than the stairs. My mum told me to go and get my little sister. She wanted us both in the kitchen, so she could keep an eye on us while she went back to fixing dinner. Then, about half an hour later, we heard it again. But before we could do anything, someone was coming up the stairs. My mum took the gun down from the shelf where she'd put it and said,
"Girls, get behind me."
I knew there were 13 steps, and I'd counted each and every one. I couldn't understand why we weren't seeing anyone.
Mom?
Shh. You better come out, or I'll start shooting.
Then, we ran upstairs and locked ourselves in the bathroom. When my dad came home, we told him what happened, and he went straight down to the basement. The balls were scattered all over the pool table, and a single cue was left out of the rack. But there was no other sign anyone was down there. There were other small things, but nothing that was unequivocally paranormal. The washer and dryer were in the basement, so my mum had to go down there. But after that day, my sister and I never took a single step on those stairs again. This spooky story is from Alex, a listener and a Patreon member. It's bad enough to have something scary happen to you, but so frustrating when your mum or dad dismiss it as a dream or your imagination. So I swore I would never be that parent. But when my 10-year-old son told me what he saw, my knee-jerk reaction was to ask him if it might be his imagination. Not because I didn't believe him, but because I didn't want him to be frightened. But he's not one to make up stories, and he swore he really saw this thing. In fact, he's still pretty shaken up by it. He said he was sitting in the living room and heard a noise coming from the hallway, a flapping, crinkling sound, like a tarp. He looked across, and what he saw terrified him. Standing in the hallway was a tall figure wrapped in a black tarp. top. He said it wasn't a shadow. He could see light reflecting off the black material. He said the tarp was wrapped tightly around the body. He could see the shape of the head and neck, but not the feet. He said it floated past the doorway. Presumably coming from my room, then it went into my daughter's room and out of sight. I was stumped as to what this could be. We call it Blacktop Man, and the way my son described it made me think of a corpse in a body bag. I researched the history of our house and found it was built in 1952, but no one has died in the house, and before it was built, the land was an orchard. There's really nothing that would explain seeing something like this. I normally don't get frightened, but for about a week after my son told me this, I had trouble falling asleep. Thinking I'd see or hear Blacktop Man. It happened about 3 months ago, and thankfully, my son hasn't seen anything since. However, there have been other occurrences. We hear scratching, knocking, and banging, coming from my closet and my son's closet. My son will yell for me,
"Mom, it's happening again."
But by the time I get there, they've stopped and don't happen again while I'm there. We thought it might be rodents or raccoons, but we had pest control come out and they found nothing. Once, I opened my daughter's closet and immediately got dizzy and felt a heaviness in the atmosphere. It felt like something angry or menacing was staring at me and wanted me to leave. We often stumble in the hallway, like we're tripping over a cat, a ghost cat. I say a cat because later I was sitting on my bed with my cat and I heard a loud from the doorway. My cat heard it too and reacted to it. I got up to investigate, but could find no explanation. And when I came back, my cat was staring at the doorway, still on high alert, like whatever had hissed was still there, looking at him. A couple of days after that, I was lying on my bed, and from the corner of my eye, I saw a small figure, about 3 foot tall, pass by the bedroom door. I thought it was my son, with a blanket draped over his shoulder, but wondered why I didn't hear footsteps. I got up and found he was nowhere in the vicinity. Once, our bedroom light turned on by itself. My husband, a 0% believer, asked,
"Did you do that?"
I replied,
"How could I? I'm sitting right next to you."
The cat, who shared his experience with me, passed away from an illness. And about 6 months after, I was recording my husband playing with the dog.
Come on, fetch the ball. Good boy. Good boy.
I was standing right where my son would later see the black tarp man. I heard nothing at the time, but when I watched the video, there's a part where it gets brighter and at the same time blurry. Then you can hear.
Good boy.
It's the only anomaly I've ever captured on video. I like to think it was my cat's spirit visiting us. People have asked me,
why don't you move?
But I love our house and have no interest in moving. These occurrences took place over a 6-year period, so not a lot in the grand scheme of things, and most of them were one-off events. Nothing has ever felt like it was trying to harm us. Everything we've experienced could just be energies passing through, and we are occasionally intersecting with them.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Story number 3 is also from a Patreon supporter, but she didn't want to be named, so we'll call this one The Entity. Actually, The Entity Part 1, as it's quite a long story. We'll have Part 2 next week. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. But this took place in a tiny town outside Little Rock, Arkansas. The following events occurred in what was my grandparents' home. They had the original land grant from the US government. It was the only house that was ever on the property, and they were the only owners. It's across the street from what was once a Confederate encampment, then the town funeral home. But this didn't bother us. Even as kids, it was just what we knew. As a child, the house had a weird feel to it. I wouldn't have described it as scary, just different. My mother and aunt were raised there. Both my grandparents died there, as ultimately did my aunt. My grandfather died in the 1960s, but my grandmother lived into the 90s. Upon my grandmother's death, my aunt lived alone in the house. She never married. As my aunt aged, Her medical issues became quite complicated. She needed more and more care until eventually she became bedridden. I was the closest relative, so I increased my visits. Every time I visited, I'd have to walk past an old wooden secretary desk that was kept just inside the front door. And as I passed, the latched door on the desk would open. It never happened for anyone else, just me. My mum would spend 2 weeks with my aunt every summer, but it never once happened for her. Then, one day, I came to visit my aunt while my mum was there. And...
oh my God.
She finally got to see it. It never scared me, though. I took it as maybe my grandmother saying hello. One Saturday morning, I got an urgent call from my mum.
I'm worried about your aunt. She isn't answering the phone. I've been trying for days.
Mom, don't worry. I'll go.
I drove the 2.5 hours from Memphis to my aunt's house. And...
oh God.
Found her alone and unconscious. Her helper, I later discovered, was being paid but not showing up. I got medical care to the home immediately. My aunt recovered, but she required a lot of sleep to do so. I, however, could not sleep. I was scared about her health, the state of her home, and her finances. There were unpaid bills everywhere. Late one night, around 3 a.m., I was on all fours, laying bills in stacks across the living room floor. Trying to make sense of it all. Suddenly, the room turned ice cold, and I realized what people in ghost stories were talking about when they said the room went cold. I was terrified. Somehow, I found the courage to slowly stand up. Then, the hairs on my neck and arms stood up as a waft of freezing air blew past me. Then, right up close to my ear, something spoke to me. I couldn't understand the words, but I knew at my core it was some kind of ancient language. I was frozen in place. When it stopped, I darted for my aunt's room. I woke her up, told her what happened, and asked if she knew what it was. But she said she'd had no experience with the paranormal at all. Ever. After an hour or two of calming down, I slept in the chair next to the bed in my aunt's room. And after that, I never went into the living room after about 10 p.m., thinking if I stayed out of its way, it would leave me alone. I had no idea this was only the beginning. We have one more, a good old-fashioned haunted house story called The Girl in the Photograph. And I'll see you next week. When I was around 15, my best friend, James, and I heard about an old abandoned house in our town that was supposedly haunted. So early on Saturday morning, we headed out there. We found the place quite easily. It looked like a stereotypical haunted house, which made me think it most likely wasn't haunted. Still, exploring it would be fun. The windows were all boarded up, so I started pulling one of the boards off.
Hey, don't bother with that. The door isn't locked.
With all the windows boarded up, it was pretty dark in there. But we both had cell phones with flashlights. We poked around for a while, opening cupboards and drawers, but they were all empty. Then we went upstairs. They hadn't boarded up the upstairs windows, so we no longer needed the flashlights. We went into what we imagined was the master bedroom.
Hey, look.
It was an old photograph of a man, a woman, and a young girl. The couple looked too old to be the girl's parents, so perhaps the grandparents. The girl had very long brown hair and was wearing a green dress that looked homemade. They were standing in front of a sign that read, "Some Place or Other, County Fair, 1977," and they all looked miserable. There was something about this old photo that I found mesmerizing. As I looked at it, I started to feel lightheaded. And I'm positive I could hear a fairground. Faint, but definitely a county fair. I couldn't look away from it. And just for a second, I swear, the people in the photo moved.
Hey!
James snatched the photo and tore it in half.
What the hell?
What?
Then threw the pieces on the floor. Something told me he shouldn't have done that. We walked down the hallway, and while James checked out the bathroom, I went into, I assumed, the girl's room. It was completely empty. I was about to leave, but I hesitated. Something was drawing me to the window. A torn and dusty lace curtain hung raggedly across a window so dirty I couldn't see through it. It wasn't easy, but I managed to get it open. Hanging from the branch of a large tree was a swing, and sitting on the swing was a little girl. She kept her head down as she swung back and forth, her long brown hair touching the grass with every pass of the swing. Then she stopped swinging and stood up, and I could see she was wearing a green dress, a dress that appeared to be homemade. I knew it was impossible, but I also knew I was looking at the girl from the photograph, a girl who should now be in her 50s. I wanted to look away, but I couldn't. Then she slowly lifted her head and looked at me. She opened her mouth, and the room I was standing in was filled with an awful sound. A mournful, pleading moan. Then I felt dizzy again and reached for the windowsill to steady myself. And when I looked back down to the garden, the girl had gone. I stood there for a few seconds, then I went out and found James.
Hey, let's get out of here.
Already?
I want to leave.
I've often wondered why she showed herself to me that day. And not to James. I mean, he's the one who tore up the photograph. Maybe she wasn't trying to frighten me. Maybe she just wanted to be seen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.